Did you all flip the cars?
Yeah.
Yes.
We, originally wanted to flip cars, but we didn't have stanchions and things like that like we do now. We just have sheds, you know, where the cows.
You call it a call a place for your cows, anything special?
Nothing, only at the cow barn.
Uh-huh.
We call it a cow barn.
How about your horses? Did you have a place?
Oh, we had a special place for our horses and mules. That was our, really our art to keep it going, keep things running.
Yeah.
We took care of our horses better than we did our cows.
Uh-huh.
Because we could have enough cows to get all the milk and butter we needed, and there wasn't much of a market for cream. There wasn't much of a market for butter. You'd have to, you'd have trouble after you get your butter churned to getting it sold, don't
yeah.
you see? That's a way back now, that's long on the first, but then these horses and mules had to be cared for because that is our main stuff, you know.
Yeah.
We'd work them, didn't work cattle. Now, the cattle deal, when I got big enough to remember that, well, the cattle deal was going out.
Uh-huh.
I never worked any cattle, and I never seen but awful few cattle work.
Uh-huh.
I have seen a few work.
And did you have a special place for your mules and your horses?
Oh, yes.
Did you call that anything special?
Yeah, we call that out there at the horse and mule barn.
Uh-huh.
And maybe we'd have a place fixed different to where we'd have our cows, you know, see.
Uh-huh. Did you have a special fenced-off place?
Well, for a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, lots of times these horses and mules and cattle, too, would run in the pastures, in the fields, uh-huh. where we'd harvest some grain or something. But we could corral them in those lots. We call them corrals.
Uh-huh.
And we could corral them. A lot of times we had young mules. You'd have to get in there before you get them caught to work and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a special place to stake your cows to milk them?
Best I remember, most of the time when I was a boy, we just milked around in the lot with a calf or something. Well, a calf sucked half, we'd try to get a calf. And never thought about such a thing as taking a calf off then, at that time, and raising it by hand.
No.
Never thought of such a thing. Well, I remember it, we just mostly, we'd have a lot, maybe it wouldn't be a very big lot. We just turn those cows in and the calves in, and we'd be have them cut off in another little part, and then we'd just turn in the ones we wanted, and let while they sucked, we'd milk. But then our milk, we couldn't get much out of it. We didn't have any money for anything to mount anything at the time I was a little boy. There was just very little money.
Uh-huh.
You know, we just get by the best we could.
Mm-hmm. Swap, would you?
That's right. I can remember when my father used to trade a load of corn in Gentry for us boys a pair of boots apiece.
Hmm.
Brass-toed boots.
You know, yeah.
And such like as that. We didn't have no money. You couldn't, there wasn't no milk to be sold. There wasn't, as I told you, what butter, you could just buy a little butter sale.
Mm-hmm.
And hogs was awful cheap, and eggs was awful cheap. I can remember eggs were being sold at that time for what they called 8 1/3 cents a dozen.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's right. But then they didn't cost to produce them like it does now. They just to run around the barnyards and here and there. And now then, we feed our chickens a high-powered protein,
yeah.
You know, and it costs a whole lot of money.
I think we get better eggs, don't we?
Oh, yes, there's no doubt about that.
You don't get those grasshoppers.
Oh, my, yes, there's no doubt about that.
Did you have any special shelter? Oh, I want to ask you again about this place where you milked your cows. Did you call it anything special?
Well, nothing on the cow lot. We
uh-huh.
call it the cow lot.
Uh-huh.
In other words, for instance, if our stock of mules and horses and cattle all in one field, and maybe some of the boys would go run them in, and we just run the cows in their cow lot and the mules in their cow lots, you know. Mules would chase the cows a little.
Uh-huh.